Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and thank you for joining me for this inaugural edition of The Weekly Reader. Today, we're going to be talking about Ann Patchett's latest novel, Commonwealth, which gives new meaning to the concept of a story within a story, plus a trio of books that are all set in the 1960s. University of Baltimore professor, Baltimore Fishbowl columnist, and book critic Marion Winnick joins me in studio to share her takes on all of these books. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa.
So, the new Ann Patchett, what did you think?
I loved it, and I was thrilled 2 weeks ago when it became a finalist for the National Book Critics Circle Fiction Prize. When Patchett spoke to us at the University of Baltimore last year, she told us she had just finished a book she'd been afraid to write, a novel about blended families that her own family might perceive to be autobiographical. Commonwealth is that book, tracking the lives of six step-siblings over 50 years. And within the story, someone writes a novel based on the family called Commonwealth. Sure enough, they're not thrilled about it. The drama starts at a christening party where an uninvited guest shows up with a bottle of gin. It's a very Mad Men-era party with a pretty yellow dress and a stolen kiss. Right after that scene, there's a chapter break, and we jump ahead into the future where we learn that what happened at the party has broken up two marriages and started a third. After each chapter, the story picks up years later, often from a different sibling's perspective, which makes it just as exciting a read as the terrorists in Bel Canto were.
That sounds really cool. Well, now we come to the part of the show that we're calling the collection. It's sort of quick reviews of three books that share a common theme or thread, and this week it's the 1960s.
And our three books about the 60s are also three first novels. Nothing like a great debut novel to set a book lover's blood on fire. About halfway through The Knicks by Nathan Hill, I literally jumped out of my chair and started sending emails about it. I love the kind of book that combines a close study of characters and relationships with big social commentary and satire, the kind of book that wants to be the great American novel. This one starts out at a rally with an older woman throwing rocks at an obnoxious right-wing political candidate. If you can imagine such a thing. It turns out this woman is the estranged mom of the main character, a college professor who's in trouble all kinds of ways and has become a video game addict. This guy has failed to deliver on a book contract, and now his publisher orders him to write a nasty, mommy dearest type book about his now famous mother. As he attempts to reconnect with his mother and with other people from his past, that's when the story moves to the 1960s, to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago in 1968, with Allen Ginsberg, Walter Cronkite, and Hubert Humphrey appearing as characters.
Wow.
The other two novels both have teenage girls at the center, and I have to say I love a book with a teenage girl at the center. I shared both of these with my own daughter, Jane. The Girls by Emma Klein has made a big splash with a fictional version of the Manson family. The narrator is a 14-year-old in California in 1969. She meets some cool older girls in a park. They turn out to be living in a cult with a dangerous charismatic leader who thinks he's a rock star. Well, since you know the whole time that it has to end in a bloody massacre, the pages just race by. Manson also comes up in Cruel Beautiful World, a novel by Caroline Levitt. This teenage girl runs away from home with her high school English teacher and ends up hiding out in a grungy cabin in the Pennsylvania woods. When she reads in the newspaper about Manson and his girls, she realizes her situation is less romantic than super scary, and the suspense ramps up, just like in The Girls.
Well, you can find more information about these titles, links to Marion's reviews, and our podcast at WIPR.org. Just look for the Weekly Reader page. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.